we start to recap the past year. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode. Clear Springs Cattle Company, bringing us the Bread for Balance sale. Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients. LivestockMarket.com. Moose Creek Red Angus. RanchChannel.com. Westway Feed Products. Wrangler and this fine radio station.
Cattle Battle.
We are just a couple of weeks away from wrapping up another year, and quite a year it has been. Ups and downs in the cow business. In my opinion, more ups than downs. I hope that was the same for your outfit. So, over the next couple of weeks, we're looking back on 2025 on some of the hot topics, maybe more controversial topics. A year in review, if you will. Back in January, New World Screwworm was making a scene. New World Screwworm. We're talking with Dr. Harold Newcomb, a technical services veterinarian with Merck Animal Health. So here we are in January, and the last thing on everybody's mind is flies, right? I mean, it really is. As producers, I mean, that's the last thing that we're thinking about. But in light of what's going on, and we've shared multiple reports when they come out about New World Screwworm, and even how Mexican feeder cattle starting to slowly come back into the United States. With something like this, of what you're telling me, there are red flags going up everywhere right now in my office. So really, producers, even now, I mean, before those little baby calves are even on the ground for a lot of guys, we need to start to be thinking about some fly control and prevention, because that's the thing that you and I have talked about many times. I mean, by the time you got a pile of flies, your problem is already there. We have to think about prevention. So let's talk strategies a little bit of going into the spring, of really people understanding that, you know, this was a problem in Mexico, and what you're telling us, this is a nasty little bugger. So how can we prevent something like this happening, and inadvertently we're gonna be helping ourselves anyway in terms of fly control?
Well, I think on this one, this is a little bit different deal, okay? Because it's not really going to be something you can do to prevent, okay? This is going to be making sure that the animals coming in, imported, have been properly checked and vetted, okay? And like I said, if we have a problem with it, it's probably going to come in through the wildlife. I mean, think down there on that Mexican border with Texas, the NIA guy, right? So, I mean, the best thing that I would know to tell someone would be, one, to keep good close check on their animals, okay? Of course, to do that. You know, if we're looking at fly control for, like, horn flies and that type of thing, you know, that's a different deal. There's different things that we can feed to get ahead of the head of the fly larva or the fly infestation to keep them down. But this is going to be a little bit different deal.
So this one has definitely gotten on the radar of the USDA in many, many, many different ways, is what you're telling me. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They have spent millions, if not billions of dollars trying to eradicate this thing. I mean, if it got loose in the United States, you would see areas quarantined.
Oh, wow.
You would have, it would just basically stop commerce as far as livestock goes.
Wow. Okay?
Like say it happened in the state of Mississippi, Alabama, one of the southeastern states, you would probably see that state and every state that borders it have to be livestock movement restrictions. Okay. And then there would be things in place that where they were checked, they would have to wait so long before they could move. They might have to be treated. They would be treated with something probably like an ivermectin type compound. There's several other insecticides that will work, but I mean, that's basically what we'd be looking at. I mean, it would disrupt commerce tremendously.
So
if you think about how many stalker calves or feeder calves come out of the southeast every day.
Right, right.
Feedlots.
Right. So not trying to scare anybody, not trying to create a doomsday scenario or anything like that, but just for people to be aware, because this has been hitting the news here ever since, like I said, November 22nd. There's been updates every few weeks on what's going on, just like the most recent update where, you know, they're going to be starting to move some of these Mexican feeder cattle into the United States. So I think the takeaway, if I'm understanding right, Doc, is that we just need to be vigilant of monitoring our livestock, paying very, very a lot of attention to situational awareness is what I call it. Those little subtle changes in livestock, and to even monitor your wildlife or what's around the place. If you see anything that just isn't quite right, am I kind of understanding that? That's maybe the best thing to do is just keep your eyes open. And if there is anything that is of any question, get a hold of your local veterinarian immediately.
Yeah. In other words, if you start seeing wounds on cattle that don't make sense, or you seeing draining wounds on like deer or other wildlife that doesn't make sense, that you don't understand, then you probably ought to contact somebody, especially if you live in close to the border. Okay.
But right now, we've got people that are like the USDA taking care of this. We've had different eradication programs. So right now it is not a cause for alarm. It is a cause for people to be aware of what's happening and to pay attention.
That's correct. I mean, a producer really can't do a whole lot more now than just observe the animals and be aware of what the situation is and going on. So, I mean, they should keep updated with whatever APHIS is coming out with or the USDA is. But the government is on high alert with this deal, okay? And they're making a concerted effort to keep that screwworm fly down south and out of the United States. They don't want it just south. They want it in below Panama. Okay. On anything to do with parasite control, understand that it's management. Okay. And that's what this is going to be, is a management deal. Okay. You can have all the drugs in the world. You can have all the new wonder dust and all this other stuff. But still, when it comes down to animals and diseases and insects or parasites, all of it boils back down into management and using what we have properly.
You know, isn't it funny how so many things, it just comes down to just basic animal husbandry, right? I mean, it really does. I mean, so much starts with just animal husbandry.
I mean, that's it. I mean, if you could package and sell management in a bottle, we'd all be rich, wouldn't
we? Right, exactly. You got it, Doc. Dr. Harold Newcomb, Technical Services Veterinarian with Merck Animal Health, thank you so much for the time and really explaining the severity of New World Screwworm and reminding all of us that so many of these issues that we face in the beef business can potentially be controlled with just basic management. That was back in January of this year. So, crew, it is time for a quick break. And when we come back, the topic of implanting stocker cattle, we covered that one back in February. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, Year in Review, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary.
You can call it a dispersion if you want. We're calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For over five decades, the Moose Creek Red Angus cow herd has done what few ever do, and that's quietly shape a program that stood the test of time. And now is your chance to build that legacy. The Moose Creek Red Angus Dispersal Sale, December 22nd and 23rd at the ranch, Kisby, Saskatchewan, Canada. Selling 1,000 head of elite purebred Red Angus cattle. All sale information available at MooseCreekRedAngus.com and RanchChannel.com. This isn't just a sale, it's an opportunity, a chance to bring home the kind of cattle that built a legacy.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com and prowling around social media at ranchitupshow. Back in February, we tackled stocker cattle and implants.
Stocker cattle. Now, if you're like Beck and I, we're watching these markets very closely to see if purchasing grass cattle is a viable fit for our operation. Now, along with the simple projections of if we can make them work, comes the conversation about gain, potential gain, and spinning off that needs to come the discussion about implants. Now, we're bringing this up now to get these different options rolling around in one's mind. Brian Bernhardt joins us today. Brian is a technical service nutritionalist with the Strategic Technical Services Beef Team for Zoetis. Hey, Brian, thanks so much for joining us today. Let's talk implants in stocker cattle first. Let's talk the pros and cons.
You know, as I look at stocker implants, and it doesn't matter what stage we're talking about implants, is a calf's body naturally produces hormones, and those hormones tell the muscle cells to grow larger. When that calf is born, it weighs 80 pounds. It has the same number of muscle cells as when it goes to harvest and weighs 1,500 pounds. The muscle cells just grow larger. They don't get any more. And so all hormones are chemicals in the body that tell one part of the body to do something differently. And so when we administer an implant in the ear, we're helping that system. We're telling the muscle cell to grow larger. And so great thing about implants is it's a pretty low investment with an extremely high ROI. You know, in a stocker operation, an implant could add a quarter pound a day pretty easily, right? So you're grazing 100 days, that's 25 pounds. Today's market, that's worth, you know, let's just say an easy $3 market, you know, for simple math, $75, right? So there's a lot of potential value there. You know, if you start thinking about downside, not a lot come to mind. You know, maybe if somebody's just roughing something over the winter and only wants them to do a half a pound a day because they're trying to stretch them, maybe then we're not needing for an implant. But, you know, most of the guys are trying to gain pound, pound and a half, 2.5 pounds. You know, I think there's some real opportunities to get some additional value, some additional gain out of those cattle.
Because of the nature of how lots of us producers run stocker cattle, pasture cattle I'm going to key in on. We spend some time getting them used to their new surroundings, maybe used to electric fence, maybe where the water is, monitoring their health. So do you think that because of this, meaning pasture, grazing cattle, sometimes we neglect the nutrition? Even, you know, I know that nutritionalists tend to not call on us guys as much as they would maybe call on the feeder guys or the confinement operators.
Well, I think a lot of stocker guys, their goal is to get those cattle healthy, right? They're trying to buy a, let's say, a high-risk calf that weighs 400 or 500 pounds, right? And they're trying to turn them into a high-valued yearling that the feedlot wants, right? And so it seems like so much of their time is focused on the health. I'm not going to say they forget about the nutrition, but it's definitely, it's usually not the number one focus. You know, I've gotten into some situations before where, I mean, customers got a great operation, they're buying cattle, they're doing everything right at the chute. But, you know, have a saying, there's some things you can't fix with a needle. You've got to be able to put good nutrition in front of these cattle. And so I think the implants to some extent or to some customers are a little bit of a, I don't want to say an afterthought because there's plenty that use them, but there's some that don't. And I just think, you know, I've heard things like, well, it's an extra step at the chute. I got to have an extra guy to implant them. You know, and at the end of the day, I think those are all hurdles we can overcome just with some education, some training. It's not much harder than giving a shot if you've got those cattle caught in the chute. But there's not a nutritionist that usually calls on stalker guys, right? Because you're running them on wheat pasture or you're running them on summer grass and you start giving a little protein when the grass gets, you know, poor quality, you know when to do that. You're not actively working with a nutritionist that's coming by once every couple months to, make some implant or nutritional recommendation. So I just think there's more need. And it's not that we don't want to support those guys. You know, as Zoetis, we do. But there's so many more stalker guys than there are feedlot customers, right? That part of you take this cow-calf segment, so many customers, we just can't get to all of them. So we depend on some resellers and vets and other channels to help trickle that information down to support those customers.
So when we're talking about implanting and maybe adding that into the mix, do we reach out to our local vet? Because like you said, there isn't necessarily a nutritionalist that reaches out to a lot of us stalker guys. In your recommendation, should we reach out to our vet? Should we get a hold of our Zoetis rep? You know, where do those conversations start to help us make those decisions of, is this something that we want to start doing in our program?
Yeah, great question. And the answer would be both. Yeah, I'd encourage you reach out to your local veterinarian. A lot of the veterinarians have years of experience with implants and can provide some support. If for some reason they're not comfortable with that, then, hopefully they have a contact with Zoetis. Also the local sales reps, reach out to them. Even myself as a nutritionist, I get involved in a lot of those conversations. A sales rep will direct me or they'll send me a name and number and ask me to reach out. So, because as we're considering whether or not to implant, I think that's one consideration. And then, the next step will be, okay, what do we implant with?
Right.
And I think we need to consider days because we have some short duration products. We have some long duration products. We also need to consider nutrition and production goals. At the end of the day, I think every stalker should be considering it. I'm not saying it's right for 100% of them, but if a stalker customer isn't getting a premium in writing for an all natural or hormone free calf, I think they should be seriously considering it. And there's very few customers that are actually getting that premium, in writing. The very few that if they have them locked up, they have a contract set up for an all natural program, by all means, capitalize on those dollars. No harm there. But if they're not getting that, locked up in contract, they really need to be considering it. I mean, it's a technology that has about a 50-to-1 ROI on it. So it's something we would like for them to consider.
Brian Bernhardt with Zoetis Animal Health raises many good points that, yes, one should consider. For more on implant products from Zoetis Animal Health, check out the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. We have all the details. Or if you want to reach out to Brian directly and visit, get a hold of Beck and I, and we will get you all connected. Break number two here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. We may be reviewing the past year, but we have to recap the markets. That and more of the cow stuff coming up when we come back.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Are you looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Look no further than Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. With Westway Feed's scientifically formulated liquid feed, your cattle will gain weight faster and stay healthier, ensuring you get the best return on your investment. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517 to learn more. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production. One supplement at a time.
Hey, Tigger and Beck. Hope everything's going well for you and your listeners. This is Travis Wolf here from Clear Springs Cattle Company, and we're gearing up for our 2026 Bred for Balance sale. It's going to be February 13th this next year here in Starbuck, Minnesota. Join us on DV Auction or check out our website, bredforbalance.com, and follow myself, Travis Wolf, on Facebook to stay updated with all the latest lot information and catalog. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's the Clear Springs Cattle Company and their annual Bread for Balance sale, February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota, home of Superior Simmental and Semangus Genetics. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. We recap the markets from last week, maybe get a bearing on what's coming in the future. So, Kirk, what do we got for numbers from last week?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, December 12th, January feeder futures closed the week at 339.42.5. That's up 45 cents on the week, with the CME feeder index up 304 at 346.77. That left the basis, or the difference, at a positive $7.34.5 versus January futures. February live cattle closed the week at 229.62.5. That's up $2.25 on the week. Cash started kind of midweek in the north at 228. And by the end of the week, both the north and the south were trading 230. So very strong cash this week. That left the five-area weighted average up $8.10 at 228.12. And the basis versus December futures at negative 175.5. Choice boxes were down 376 on the week at 357.44. So not only were they down again, but we failed our 60 support. Box prices are a little bit concerning, and the combination has drove estimated packer margins back into the red by about $80. Weekly slaughter was 596,000 head. That's down 4,000 head from last week and 14,000 head below the same week last year. Dressed weights came in very heavy, up 2 pounds at 895. That's 28 pounds above the same week last year. The combination left yearly production increasing 0.1% to 4.2% less than last year. To wrap this up, March corn closed the week at 440.5. That's down 4.5 on the week. Corn is suffering from spillover weakness on beans. We still feel corn has support beneath it once the selling in beans kind of subsides.
So, Kirk, I got to ask you this completely unrelated to everything that we normally do. Hey, do you got your Christmas shopping done?
I did most of it, not all of it.
Hey, you're still waiting for the Amazon truck to show up in the yard.
Indeed, indeed.
Brr, it's cold up here. Are you taking the appropriate steps to ensure optimal cattle performance, even through cold weather? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I recently visited with Carla Wilkie about practical actions ranchers can take to keep cattle performing optimally, even during extreme weather. Here's a portion of our conversation.
It doesn't hurt to provide a little extra feed, maybe 20% more, when you know it's fixing to snow and they're predicting a blizzard. Because that heat of fermentation in the rumen helps produce heat to help those cows produce body heat to keep them at a decent comfort level during that storm. What happens sometimes is those cows are out there foraging for themselves on a corn stalk field, and say it's January or February, so there's not much out there for them to eat, and they don't have a windbreak, and they're thinner than you realize because they've got a winter coat on. That's when we can really get into a disaster. And then come spring, she gives birth to a calf, and she's thin, and she didn't put a lot of nutrients into the colostrum for that calf, and so the calf doesn't do that great, and then she's already so far behind the eight ball that subsequent calf, she doesn't come up bred. We don't often realize, you know, that we're setting some things in motion that are going to hit us down the road because we're trying to save a few bucks here in the winter.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
The Ranch Channel sales calendar next week, Monday and Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd, Moose Creek Red Angus. The final run, their massive dispersion of over 1,000 head of registered Red Angus cattle are selling heifers, cows, recips, yearling and two-year-old bulls, herd bulls, semen and embryo packages. We had a great interview with Darren from Moose Creek last week on the program. Catch that by going to the past episodes on ranchitupshow.com. All the details, catalog, videos, bidding and buying information is available on ranchchannel.com. Check it out, Moose Creek Red Angus. And now this is your very last chance to score some Ranch It Up gear before the holiday in 2025. Here was our question from last week, and it went really fast. We asked, what does LRP stand for? Obviously, that one went real quick. Livestock Risk Protection, Clyde, up in North Dakota. Congrats. You and your bride got a couple of Ranch It Up tees coming your direction, and I believe I already reached out to you and got your mailing address and sizes and everything. Now, the last contest of the year, and we're just going to throw a whole bunch of gear in the mail for y'all. Apparel, caps, I mean, anything we can find, we're going to make a big package out of this. So our very last one, and again, we're going to take the first correct answer, call or text 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Here is the question. What did we, Beck and I, what did we implement on our place for the very first time to control noxious weeds this past summer? What did Beck and I implement on our place for the very first time to control noxious weeds this past summer? 707-RANCH-20, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Good luck, y'all. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and if there was something significant this past year that stuck out in your mind, share it with us by calling the hotline, 707-RANCH-20. You can text us there as well, or email ranchitupshow@gmail.com. And now a big thanks goes out to our partners for today's episode, Clear Springs Cattle Company, home of the Bread for Balance Sale, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, LivestockMarket.com, Moose Creek Red Angus, their big 1,000-head dispersion is coming up next week, y'all. RanchChannel.com, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.